queens and all those worlds in between. I am Enda Nadal doing this week's Taking It to the Streets interview for WWOZ. And today we have none other than Miss Katina Braxton of Ice Divas. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I am doing lovely. How was your Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras was lovely. We really enjoyed it.
Okay, what did you do?
We went out to the parades, Zulu under the bridge. You know, Mardi Gras is one of my favorite holidays besides my second line date, my birthday.
Okay. Oh, and your birthday is literally this.
No. My birthday in August, but that's my holiday.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's your holiday. I got you. I definitely got you.
Yes.
So for those that don't know who you are, can you kindly introduce yourself?
I am Katina Braxton Robertson, the CEO of Ice Divas. We've been established since 2013. We've been parading with Keeping It Real since 2013. So we parade every Sunday of Daylight Saving Time since we started.
Okay. And for you, like, what got you into the mode of, hey, I want to be a CEO of a second-line club? What made you be like, hey, of course, I'm in the culture, and I want to do a little more in the culture.
Okay. I've been in the culture since I was very young.
Okay.
I was in another club, and we had some difficulties. So the club members said, you do it all by yourself, start your own club. So that's when I started my own club. How Ice Divas became about, we all put a name in a hat, in a cup, and we let a little girl at the ice cream parlor pull a name out of the cup, and that's how we got our name, Ice Divas. Ice Divas was actually the name that I choose. And why I choose Ice Divas is because my nickname is Black Ice. I have a cleaning service called Ice Cleaning Service. I have a lawn service called Ice Lawn Service. So all of it fell into play with ice.
Ah, awesome. So that's beautiful how that happened. That's a beautiful story.
Right. And my husband is Ice Man. So all that is Ice Man is a big part of everything.
Oh, awesome, awesome. That is so dope. So when you say you were in a culture since young, like, what was your fondest memory of being in a culture when you was a young woman?
The bands is actually the main thing. But we used to walk, dance. It's like out-of-body experience and love the music. I can dance to each instrument. It's just a great experience, and going year after year after year, Sunday after Sunday, it just becomes normal and a normal thing for you. And that's the enjoyment of a Sunday, and you can't wait from one week to the next to get back at it.
Yes, I strongly agree, most definitely. For those that are looking for a second-line home, and interested of being becoming an ice diva, what qualities must you possess to be an ice diva?
Let's say this. There's no qualities to be an ice diva. Long as you want to participate, doors are open.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what color, shape, or size you are, the doors are always open. I think I'm about the only female club. They have all original members, and I have a biracial club.
Ah, nice, nice. So you definitely have a multitude of beautiful, amazing women in your club.
Absolutely.
And that's what's awesome, and I'm happy to know that, you know, you're open to a lot, you know, multi-races in your club. Like, did when you were building your club, did you get any scrutiny from other people on the outside saying, hey, you should do it this way versus the way that you run your club?
Actually, no, but I heard it in the air.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But me as a person, I see people as people. And I don't care what other people say or how they think, because this is my show.
Exactly.
And I let who I want participate. If they able to spend their money and want to participate, why not? Because this is entertainment. This is not something we have to do. This is something we want to do. So doors are open to anyone.
Yes.
And
I really think
Perry, because we've been parading with Perry since 2013. And I looked around and searched around for clubs that I thought would fit most for me with my club. And Perry was a great fit and the only fit for me. And that's where we at the time. I interviewed certain people, certain clubs, and Perry outweighed everyone else. That's all.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm sorry.
Not taking nothing away from other clubs, but that's what fits us best.
Yes. So let's take it back to 2013, when you was building your club, and mm-hmm. you were in interviewing different clubs to, as you say, to see the right fit, and you came to Mr. Perry. What made you be like, hey, this is the one for me versus anyone else?
One, I didn't see any altercations or drama. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I love, because I'm allergic to that. Two, when I met with him and all other clubs, they were very respectful, open. And that was one of the questions I asked. Did they have a problem with biracial clubs, whatever? It was like, no, which I never asked other clubs that. But for the when I say this could be the one for us, that's things I had to ask to make sure this was the one for us. And it turned out to be just that. I love it. I think if I had to go with any other clubs, I would interview other people. But at this time, keeping it real is keeping it real.
Oh, that and that's really dope. And you know, I've been knowing Mr. Perry for many years, and he is an amazing guy. And you know, I'm really happy that you have found a second line home within his club.
Right.
And that's really amazing. I know it's so hard for these different clubs that's out here right now, just trying to get parade dates or even just collaborate with another club. And y'all really seem to be well-knit in so many levels.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I feel comfortable. I'm happy. And if I had to go with another club, we'll just have to cross that line if we have to cross it.
Okay. Well, I'm very happy that you're happy. Definitely. Yes. So let's talk about the parade day. Of course, we you know, you collaborate with Keeping It Real. So how does it feel to be a part of, you know, this day with those guys?
It's awesome. I love the route.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime they give something, we're both supportive on each end. And I enjoy them just as much as they enjoy us. If it wasn't that way, I don't think we'd have been in this partnership this long.
Absolutely.
So,
yes.
I'm honored. We are honored, not just me, but my club is honored.
Yes. So you are an entrepreneur, your
yes.
wife, your mother. You're a CEO. You wear many hats, Miss Katina.
I do.
So besides second line, how do you relax?
Huh? Travel.
Ah.
I travel a lot, but I also wear different hats: lawn service, cleaning service, assistant living. The second line club. So I do wear a lot of hats, homeowner, real estate. So when I step out in relaxation time, when I go, I go, when we go, we go.
Okay.
And
so
most
your,
of all,
favorite place so far?
I'm out of the country.
Ah, nice.
Most of the time, my grandkids is the key to everything. So not only that we hit the streets, the grandkids hit the streets also.
Oh, beautiful.
Which are the ICE babies.
Oh, that is awesome. So how many ICE babies do you have in a division?
We have seven. One is not parading as yet because they'd be out of town, but we have seven.
Wow. So the ICE family is literally growing by the members.
Yes.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yes.
How does it feel to have, your grandkids in a culture to see them grow?
I love to introduce my grandbabies to stuff that I do. And maybe one day they may take my place. But also, I am a mentor for youths. And I give back with toy drives and stuff throughout the community, feed the homeless. So we do a lot of things for the community. It's just not broadcast and put out there, but we are connected with the communities also. So it's just not about second line. It's also about giving back and helping in the community also. And I teach my grandkids and the other kids that's second line and has the ICE babies, okay, this is part of second line. We have to give back. We have to donate. We have to give. We have to help. And that's what we do.
Yes. And I was talking to a president about that the last time. We have to, as a second line community, we have to start giving back. It's not just about the school drive. We have other issues at hand that,
definitely,
the community needs us, most definitely.
Yes. I'm planning on going to the youth study and seeing if I can be a mentor over there and talk to the kids that's in the youth study.
Okay.
And see how can I help out and participate with some of the young kids and young adults or going into adulthood because they need it. They don't have mentors. Some have parents in jail. Some have parents that's not here. Some have parents that's deceased. And we don't know the emotions that these kids are actually going through, and we don't know what they're feeling. So somebody have to reach out and try to help them. And maybe some kids open up, some kids don't. But you got to dig a little deeper with some of the kids that don't open up. Some need one-on-one, and some do open up. But we just got to keep working on the ones that don't open up before their mind explodes and they go the wrong way. So we got to catch them before it gets too bad for them.
Yes, definitely. And I believe you'll be a perfect mentor for them.
I thank you.
I really do. And I wish you well on your journey to be a mentor for those young women in youth study, or just anyone, actually.
They need it.
Yes.
And they need more, not just me and not just social clubs. They need more of the community to help out with the kids. A lot of grandparents raising kids and grandparents can't control the kids because they're older and up in age. Mm-hmm. Some grandparents have issues. Some children want to keep their kids from their grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
That and the grandparents is the key to just about your whole family. You don't keep your children from their grandparents or great-grandparents. That's the key to your family because that's where the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding comes from.
Yes, well said. I was just about to state that, but you already said it, and that is well said. Like, that is where all your tradition, your knowledge, your wisdom, and everything in between,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they need more programs and, after-school programs. For the kids, the grandparents can't help these kids with the homework they're doing these days. Things changing, the mat changing. I mean, they need mentors, younger adults. I know when we was coming up, some of that stuff was like free. Even like the NAWD programs. Now these kids, you got to pay for everything. Families trying to figure out if I'm going to pay for food or I'm going to pay for medicine. Am I going to pay for food or I'm going to pay for my kids' clothing for school or shoes for shoe or coat in the wintertime? You know, it's just parents are fighting with a whole bunch of battles.
Yeah, and the economy is at a very terrible state. So definitely, I can relate
because guess what? I had four kids, and I could not even get food stamp assistance.
Oh, wow.
So I can relate. Oh, you make too much money. Where is that? You know what I'm saying?
You're just trying to make ends meet. And
I'm paying a mortgage. You know, then I got a mortgage when I bought my first home in 2000. You're paying a mortgage. You know, you can't get food stamps. You can't do this. You can't do that. We can't help you with this. We can't help you with that. Well, damn. Get 1 foot in and you take 2 foot out. But it's not getting any better, but the kids are suffering at the end of the day.
Yes, as adults, we can try to maneuver and make things happen, but the kids are really suffering at this moment.
Yes.
And they need the biggest help.
The kids are actually suffering. And for the ones that's not suffering and they're, want to say, like, middle-class kids, at the rate it's gone, there is not going to be no middle-class kids. It's going to be rich or poor.
Yeah.
And that's what we get into. If you're rich, you're rich, and if you ain't rich, you're poor. And that's going to be everybody across the board. I don't care how many homes we own, how big the homes are, what luxury cars we have, how many cars we have. It's not about all that. It's about can you afford to feed yourself or pay your mortgage or pay your rent or pay your car note. And you need those things to get around, and you got to get to the job. So, I mean, it is, I don't know what to say on that part.
Indeed. So let's get back to our Sunday. What can we expect from Ice Divas this Sunday?
We can expect from Ice Divas this Sunday to come out, have a great time, spend our 4 hours on the street. Hope everybody else come out and have a great time. Enjoy the music, enjoy the atmosphere, and let's roll for those 4 hours.
Do you have a queen this year?
This year I do not have a queen. I will have a queen next year.
Okay. All right.
I will have a queen next year. It's already in the making.
Okay.
But we don't have a queen this year, but we will have one next year.
And what are your colors if you would love to share?
Our colors are orange, green, and white. Carver colors.
Okay.
George Washington Carver High School colors. That's my alma mater. And this is my first year representing my school.
Oh, nice. Awesome. How does that feel representing your alma mater for your second line?
Something I've been wanting to do, but I already had colors planned for each year, and this was the year these colors came about. Just like I pulled the name out of a hat, we pulled the colors out of the hat for the year of the colors.
Oh, okay. And also, like, when it comes down to, like, your planning of your second line, do you plan it, like, because it's always, you know, daylight savings time, which kind of introduces you to spring. Do you put a lot of colors or a lot of names in the head of, you know, how your look's going to be, or how does that work out as far as the planning process?
We pick the colors. Like, we done orange, green, and white. Last year we done royal blue, light blue, and white. So we put those colors in a hat. We put the colors that we want together in a hat, and whatever color pulls up, that's the color it is.
Ah, okay, okay.
So the colors are already put together, and we put them all on a paper for the colors. And when we pull it out, okay, we know we're wearing this color this year. So the colors for next year is already pulled, so we already know what colors we're wearing next year.
Oh,
believe
nice.
It or not, next year is already in the making already. I normally start the following year, the day after we second line. Most people be tired, sleeping, this and that. My mind is on the next year already. But I'm ahead of the game so far. Next year's already in the making.
Yes, I definitely understand. Honestly, that's how divine leads. So we do it the same way. So great minds think alike.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, yes, yes. Awesome.
So before concluding this interview, is there anything more you would love to express about Ice Divas or the Second Line culture? And do you have any shadow?
Well, I want to say our parade this year is honoring one of my club members. Name is Rachel. Well, we're going to correct that. Her name is Dr. Rachel.
Oh.
She wrote a book, Jazz Fest Done, a book release back in October. October, done a book release. Lots of the clubs came and was honored and inside in her book. So a lot of them know of the book, the clubs. She interviewed a whole bunch of clubs. So a lot of clubs are in the book, so they know of the book.
Okay.
And this Second Line is honoring and presenting it to her because she wrote her book, and this is the way to honor her as a member of mine, a biracial club, and she is actually the opposite of black. So this is the way to honor my sister, Dr. Rachel.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much for doing that. Because, you know, of course, you know, unfortunately, we love to celebrate our people when they're gone, but you're giving Dr. Rachel her flowers while she's here. And that
yes.
is so amazing.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And I know there's some, you know, difficulties, of course, we had due to the weather for Mardi Gras. Will your Second Line time, you know, be conflicted with the truck parade, or is it still starting at 1?
I assume it's still starting at 1, but we will find out by Friday because
okay.
we don't know what time the parade's starting. So we're going to figure it out with the police department to find
okay.
out what time they're going to start and what time, you know, if we have to change our time, whatever.
Okay, okay. Well, Miss Christina, thank you so much.
So we're working on it. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for spending time, a little time with us from WWZ, telling us about your history and everything in between. We appreciate you for all that you do in the culture.
Thank you.
Many more.
Thank you very much.
And
we hope to see you all come out and enjoy the Second Line and enjoy Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. So this concludes this week's Taking It to the Streets interview. This is Miss Katina Brighton Roberts. I am Indian Adult, and we'll see y'all Sunday, Miss Katina.
See y'all Sunday.
See you later.